Picture this. You're at a party. Let's say a house party. People are around enjoying the ambiance. You're catching up with your friends and you're meeting new ones. The drinks are flowing. The food is on point. No arguments break out. And your Instagram story is full of you singing along with the crowd. And everything is grand. Then a voice gives you that memory of when Russell Simmons closed out Def Comedy Jam. Thank y'all for coming out. God bless and good night. The lights come on and you see everyone grabbing their belongings, saying goodbye to each other, and the house owner is cleaning up. You look over and see a guy or a lady wrapping up cords and probably starving. Then it hits you. They had it going on tonight. They played every song you could think of. They took you down memory lane from when you were in the third grade all the way to your graduation night. And I'm talking about they had you grooving from the time you stepped in the door. You take a second to walk over to let them know that you enjoyed the night. While you're giving them praises, you notice all of these buttons and two speakers that's the size of boulders. Where you keep all your music at? Oh, it's on this computer. Most of it, it's on an external hard drive. Well, how do you know what to play? I read the room. You want to ask more questions, but it's 2:30 in the morning and you got to the party at 9 p.m. So you're thinking the right thing.
Get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Leave them alone and let them get some rest.
Hold up.
Minutes pass and you outside plotting on Waffle House or hitting up a brunch the next day. You see the speakers getting carried out. The house owner gives them a plate and they head to their car.
What are we doing?
While you're thinking about all the equipment and the energy they put out, one of your drunk friends yell out,
Hey, when next time you spinning, bro?
That's just a tenth of what we go through. What's the word, everyone? I'm Mr. Al Pete from the NPN Network. This podcast is about the world of a disc jockey, or as you would call them, DJ. We'll be analyzing their work ethics, how they survive in this new world, the glories and the misconceptions they're faced with, and much more. Introducing The Tables Might Wobble. Episode 1, The Intro. So, let's run down the various definitions of a DJ. According to the good old Google, Merriam-Webster.com, a disc jockey is an announcer of a radio show that plays popular music or one who plays recorded music at a nightclub or a party.
Sway in the morning, Shay 45. We got a very special guest.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
In simpler terms, whoever's controlling the record player, the tape deck, the CD player, or the aux cord at any particular time would be considered the DJ. It might mean someone who owns a pair of turntables as well, or a controller. Shouts out to the DJ snobs.
Anybody could be a DJ. There's celebrity DJs, and DJs that don't even know anything about mixing, don't even know anything about scratching, don't even know anything about DJing at all. And some of them don't even have turntables. They just have a laptop and know how to, boop, press a button.
What makes a DJ? So there are various philosophies that has been presented as to what makes the person a DJ. Some people state that if you own DJ equipment, then you're a DJ. Then you have the science of it. A DJ knows the music well enough to manipulate the songs with another song or sound. Another factor of DJing is to be able to entertain an audience by playing the correct song for the mood of the party or event. They have the ability to set the tone for the room. And this consists of blends, scratches, and beat juggling.
You are the orchestra as a DJ, especially when you're at a party. Your job is to provide the tunes based off of what's going on.
What does DJing consist of? Well, to be frank, some turntables or a controller, speakers, a microphone if you're going to be hyping up the crowd, the music, via a laptop or CDs or cassette tapes. And some people that will rock with you while you're playing.
Back in the day, before controllers were just CDJs, which was like a turntable and a turntable, but it's an electronic turntable that you put actually a CD in, has a CD player on it. And then you have your mixer, which is in the middle. That's where you control either side, either channel, you control the highs, the lows, the mid-range, your trim, so your overall volume for that particular channel. And then you need a laptop. In this day and age, anyway, so you need a laptop to put whatever program you use. Standard, industry standard is Serato. Those two things, then you need your cables, your power cable for both your laptop and your either your CDJs, so that can be two power cables like that, and a mixer. Or if you have a controller is basically two CDJs and a mixer all put together in one piece. Like, literally, just pick it up in one piece.
And that's only the technical part. We'll get into the creative side of DJing throughout the episodes. That's important to have if you want to get a call back. So now that we got that out of the way, I want to use this time to explain what this podcast will be about and what to expect going forward. The conversations will focus on the marketing skills gained by DJing, illustrating how a DJ manages to promote themselves and which markets and market strategies are considered in the process. There'll also be discussions about what procedures DJs take to buy their equipment, the duties we don't realize we sign up for, and we'll get into what it means to be a female DJ. Lastly, we'll talk about how COVID-19 affected us. Hope you'll enjoy. In the next episode, we'll talk about how DJs maneuver their careers while facing developing rules and regulations.
As far as the laws go, you know, on a regular radio station who is run by the federal, you know, communications, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, you're not supposed to curse.
Why would I pay $18 a month for SoundCloud and you're going to take my stuff down?
Right.
Like, if I'm paying, you should deal with that. Like, don't take my... YouTube, same thing.
Thanks for listening to The Tables Might Wobble, an original podcast by the MPN Network. I'm Mr. Al P. This show was produced and written by me, with editing and mixing by me.
Music
and sound design by me. For more information on the MPN Network, swing by mpn-llc.com and follow MPN Management on Instagram and Twitter and the MPN Network group page on Facebook. You can also follow me at Mr. Al Pete MPN on Twitter and Mr. Al Pete on Instagram. For sponsorship inquiries or just to let us know how dope we are, email us at mpnmanagement@gmail.com. Building but becoming, y'all. To the top.